From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, U.S. President Donald Trump imposes a naval blockade on Iran and the Strait of Hormuz after failing to strike a deal to end the war. Special Envoy Chung Byung-hak travels to Iran for talks with high-level officials on topics including traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. And President Lee Jae-myung and Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk agreed to upgrade bilateral ties and strengthen cooperation amid global uncertainties. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. U.S. President Donald Trump is imposing a naval blockade on Iran and the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. military says it will block all maritime traffic in and out of Iranian ports effective 10 a.m. Monday Eastern Time or 11 p.m. Korea Standard Time. The move comes after the U.S. and Iran failed to strike a deal to end their war during a 21-hour negotiation over the weekend in Islamabad, and Trump says either every ship will have safe passage through the strait or none will. Rosenbach has the latest.
We have a lot of people, as you know, at 10 o'clock tomorrow, we have a blockade going into effect.
Ahead of his planned naval blockade of Iranian ports and coastal areas starting Monday, Trump told reporters he doesn't care if the Iranians return to negotiations or not.
Oh, I don't know. I don't care if they come back or not. If they don't come back, I'm fine. Their military is gone. Their missiles are largely depleted.
Tell us what you're trying to accomplish with this blockade,
all in,
sir.
All out.
However, in an interview on the Fox News program Sunday Morning Futures, Trump made it clear that Iran cannot control which ships go through the Strait of Hormuz.
But we're putting on a complete blockade. We're not going to let Iran make money on selling oil to people that they like and not people that they don't like or whatever it is. It's going to be all or none, and that's the way it is. And it'll be, you saw what we did with Venezuela. It'll be something very similar to that, but at a higher level.
Trump announced a plan earlier on Sunday in a pair of Truth Social posts, threatening to destroy what he called the little that is left of Iran.
But in one half of a day, they wouldn't have one bridge standing. They wouldn't have one electric generating plant standing, and they're back in the Stone Ages. I'd rather not do that.
The U.S. Military Central Command said the blockade would not impede vessels transiting the Strait of Hormuz to and from non-Iranian ports. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, in response, threatened military retaliation should the U.S. try to block the strait, stressing that vessel transit in the maritime choke point is entirely under Iran's control. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
Special Envoy Chung Byung-ha has arrived in Iran and is meeting with high-level officials, according to the Foreign Ministry. A Foreign Ministry official said Monday that Chung, who is regarded as an expert in the Middle East, is expected to convey South Korea's stance on bilateral ties, the issue of protecting South Koreans in Iran, and traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. Though the ministry stopped short of disclosing who Chung is meeting in Tehran, he is likely to meet Iranian Foreign Minister Saeed Abbas Araghchi, given his status as the Special Envoy for Foreign Minister Cho Hyun. On Thursday, during talks with Cho, Araghchi had hailed Seoul's plan to send a special envoy. President Lee Jae-myung and Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk have agreed to elevate bilateral ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership and bolster cooperation in the defense industry and energy supply chains. During their summit talks in Seoul, the two leaders also discussed ways to foster peace amid conflicts around the globe. Yoon So-young has more.
President Lee Jae-myung and Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk have agreed to strengthen cooperation amid global uncertainties. In a joint news conference after their summit in Seoul on Monday, the two leaders announced that Seoul-Warsaw ties have been upgraded to a comprehensive strategic partnership.
I underscore the need for steady implementation of the framework agreement already concluded between our two countries, which is essential for deepening and advancing our defense industry cooperation.
The core driving force of our bilateral relationship remains defense industry cooperation. We intend to continue this cooperation and further accelerate technology transfer and the relocation of production bases to Poland.
Defense collaboration has emerged as the cornerstone of South Korea-Poland ties, especially since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Poland in 2022 signed a deal worth over $44 billion to purchase South Korean K2 tanks and Chunmoo multiple rocket launch systems, among other weapons.
The Prime Minister and I shared a view, above all, that the security of the Korean Peninsula and Europe are closely interconnected.
We must all work together for a new geopolitical and international peace, and I believe that Poland and the Republic of Korea must join forces in this regard.
Marking the first trip to South Korea by a Polish prime minister in 27 years, Tusk arrived in Seoul on Sunday for a two-day visit. Yoon So-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
Shin Hyun-sung, nominee for Bank of Korea governor, says he expects the government's supplementary budget to lift this year's growth rate by about 0.2 percentage point. In written responses to a National Assembly confirmation hearing on Monday, Shin said the budget will help cushion the impact of rising inflation and downward pressures stemming from the Middle East conflict. The nominee said demand-side inflationary pressure from the extra budget will likely be limited, as it is expected to focus on stabilizing energy prices and supporting vulnerable households and exporters. He also said the likelihood of the extra budget fueling inflation through additional liquidity appears low, noting that the budget is financed by excess tax revenue rather than bond issuance. However, he cautioned that fiscal soundness needs attention due to weakening revenue bases and a greater need for spending driven by low birth rates and an aging population. Police are accelerating their investigation into the cause of a fatal warehouse fire in Wando County, South Jeolla Province, which claimed the lives of two firefighters. The Wando Police Station said Monday that its officers questioned a man in his 60s, surnamed Kim, who had been working on epoxy floor paint inside the warehouse just before the fire broke out early Sunday. Four people, including firefighters who arrived at the scene and the owner of the warehouse, have been interviewed regarding what happened before and after the fire started. Police said they are paying attention to statements surrounding Kim's use of a torch to remove old chip paint from the floor of the nearly 20-year-old warehouse, which was undergoing repairs. It's believed the blaze started during this process, after which Kim reportedly escaped on his own and contacted the fire authorities. South Korea's monthly binge drinking rate has fallen for the second consecutive year, as more young people, particularly those in their 20s, are consuming less alcohol than previous generations. According to data released Monday by the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the median monthly binge drinking rate across the nation's 17 metropolitan cities and provinces in 2025 stood at 33.8%. The rate rose from 31.7% in 2021 to 35.8% in 2023, before posting two straight years of declines. The monthly binge drinking rate, a key measure of excessive alcohol use, refers to the percentage of the population that reported consuming seven or more drinks for men and five or more drinks for women at least once a month. Most parts of the nation will see cloudy skies on Tuesday, while light rain is forecast for Jeju Island and the southern coast. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration on Monday, Jeju can expect light rain on Tuesday between 5 and 40 millimeters, while the coastal areas of South Jeolla Province and South Gyeongsang Province should get less than 5 millimeters. Morning lows will range between 7 and 12 degrees Celsius, slightly higher than Monday's readings, with daytime highs peaking between 15 and 28 degrees. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.